Ugly Lies the Bone is Lindsay Ferrantino's Woodward Newman Award-winning play at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Jess, Christiana Nelson, has just returned from 14 months in a Texas hospital. She was badly burned in an explosion on her third tour in Afghanistan and still faces months of rehabilitation. The opening of the play is uncomfortable for Jess and the audience. What was familiar and comforting for her has changed. NASA's closing down. The thriving Florida town that she left for the Army, like her own body, is just a memory of its former vitality. Her mother, now in a nursing home, no longer recognizes family members. Her school teacher, sister's boyfriend, seems to be a grifting joker. The boy that she left behind, who works in a gas station, is avoiding her. Connecting with Ugly Lies the Bone takes a while. Playwright Ferrantino isn't satisfied with easy answers or comfortable stereotypes. Every move that Jess makes in Ugly Lies the Bone in any direction leads to pain in the 8 to 9 range. Things in her once familiar environment, sand, bright lights, a shuttle liftoff, are now triggers for post-traumatic stress. She's undergoing therapy at the hands of a disembodied voice. It's one that seems to have little care and no pity. It's a bleak picture, but perhaps with more truth for many than we'd like to imagine. Therapy for Jess is the creation of an imaginary world, a sort of video game so involving and separate from her pain that it helps. She was badly burned in the flash of an explosion, so her world is a dim one, a silent place of cooling snow and ice. Jeffrey Small's lighting design and Norbert Herber's sound design do a masterful job of making the world seem real. Christiana Nelson does a moving job as the wounded Jess. I'll remember the drama of her pain, the efforts to simply take off her shirt and trousers to get into a dress for a long time. And if there's ever a King Lear made with a female lead, Nelson is ready for the scene of Lear's rage against the storm. Jess is one prickly character. We're inclined to cut her a lot of slack, but she stretches our empathy. Tori Crowe was a sympathetic figure as Jess's caring sister. Scott Parnell as her boyfriend does a good job with a character who's at first quite unlikable, but not quite deserving of Jess's hostility. David Sheehan handles the tricky part of the boy Jess left for Afghanistan and his downward spiral. Mary Carol Reardon was so effective as the disembodied voice of the therapist that it was a pleasant surprise to see her as the warm, though addled mother. The BPP's production, directed by David Anspaugh, is a rough and demanding evening in the theater, but it's a rewarding one with a wonderfully moving epiphany at the ending. Lindsay Ferrantino's Ugly Lies the Bone continues through April 18th. You can find this review and an interview with director David Anspaugh on our website at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.